About 150 cases of severe lung damage are under investigation in 15 states. A possible cause? Vaping. Teens and young adults are the principal victims of the injuries that were first reported in Wisconsin. WUWM summer intern Luna Lepreuve looks into how vaping impacts our health.
It is a sunny and warm Friday afternoon on Brady Street on Milwaukee's east side. People are hanging out with friends, eating, drinking, and vaping. Vaping is the act of inhaling and exhaling vapor, which is produced by an electronic cigarette. The term is used because electronic cigarettes do not produce tobacco smoke, but rather an aerosol that actually consists of fine particles. Recently, in Wisconsin and other states, there have been reports of severe lung damage that some people believe is caused by vaping. So, why do people do it?
I did it to quit smoking.
To quit smoking.
He started vaping because he saw it as a way to get off of cigarettes, and he started...
The Food and Drug Administration does not allow for electronic cigarettes or vaping products to be sold as a way to quit smoking cigarettes, though many have that perception. Still, some who vape do have concerns about the product. Patrick Vitrano has been vaping for 4 years to quit smoking. Today, he vapes every day and considers it a bad habit.
It's not something I'm proud of. I think most people that use vaporizers, they know going into it that it's not a healthy thing.
So far in Wisconsin, there have been 15 confirmed cases of severe lung damage, and 15 more are under investigation, mostly among adolescents. According to the CDC, across the country, there are at least about 150 possible cases in states from Minnesota to California. Dr. Doug Jernby is the director of clinical services for the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Center for Tobacco Research. He says that he believes vaping is safer than smoking cigarettes, but he wouldn't call vaping a safe alternative. Jernby thinks that there is a specific risk, particularly caused by one ingredient of e-juice, propylene glycol. When heated to high temperature, it can cause damage in a syndrome referred to as popcorn lung. That's a condition that damages your lungs' smallest airways and makes you cough and feel short of breath. Still, Jernby says across the world, the verdict is out on whether even medical institutions considered vaping safe.
An international organization like the World Health Organization coming out and saying undoubtedly this is harmful. And at the same time, you know, an organization like the National Health Service in the UK, which has a lot of experience, you know, treating and preventing illness, they're saying and acting on giving people e-cigarettes as a way to help them get off combustible tobacco. And in the U.S., we've kind of walked the middle ground.
However, for Gregory Conley, the president of the American Vaping Association, a group that advocates for vaping products, electronic cigarettes are not dangerous. Furthermore, he says that they're a good way to quit smoking. When asked about people who are believed to have vaping injuries right now, he wonders if something else is going on, a black market.
So when the word vaping gets thrown around, most people associate it with nicotine vaping. But in fact, there's nothing that that advocates or proponents or people in the nicotine vaping products industry can do to stop black marketeers from filling cartridges with THC or spice or synthetic cannabinoids.
Right now, in the state of Illinois, the Lake County State's attorney is suing the vaping company Juul over targeting teens and, as a result, creating a health crisis. The Wisconsin Department of Justice won't confirm or deny that they're investigating or looking into potential litigation into teen vaping. Luna Lepreuve, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.